Exercise 8, page 36.
Hi, Jane. Would you like to come for a pizza with me tomorrow evening?
Hi, John. I'm sorry, but I can't. I've got evening classes.
Oh, have you got a new hobby?
No, it's for work. I'm learning Spanish and the company is paying for my lessons.
Really? How come?
It's part of a new initiative on lifelong learning. The company has a few Spanish-speaking clients and not many Spanish-speaking staff, so I volunteered to learn and they offered to pay. They understand that giving your employees an opportunity to get new skills makes you a competitive employer. Plus, well-trained staff help your company grow and achieve better results in a challenging environment. Also, I am hoping for a promotion, and I think this will help a lot.
Well, at work, we have regular seminars on sales techniques and training sessions to keep all the staff up to date on the latest market developments. I recently had a tutorial on how some new products work. Is that a type of lifelong learning?
Yes, it is. This is just taking that one step further. When employees have more skills and more competence, it leads to more client satisfaction, which means better business.
I see. That makes sense. It certainly helps me. I don't know if I would like to learn a new language, though, or study a new subject at this stage.
Well, lifelong learners tend to be more skilled and more competent than those who avoid learning.
Really?
Yes. And while learning new things and stepping out of old routines may seem a bit difficult at first, continual learning helps you gain confidence, increase self-esteem, and adapt more easily to changes.
Yes, I see what you mean.
Why don't you look into it?
You know what? I think I will investigate what skills I can develop that will help me in my job. Well, enjoy your Spanish lessons.
Thanks, I will. And good luck to you.
Thanks.